Cleve wants us to learn, so we should start. Although it didn't... I think he's at this Gush lunch. He'll be here. Okay, so in our last year, we discussed... What did we discuss last year? Well, Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. Machlokas in several different sugyas in the Bavli, whether mitzvahs require intention, which sugyas are at the heart of that machlokas. Yeah, Gemara in Brachos Yud Gimel, which is our limud. Our Mishnah said, Hayakori v'Torah v'Yigiyaz Mana Mikram, Kibin Liba Yatza. Gemara says, Shmami na Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. The Gemara says, Noshes Kavana Likros, right? So the Gemara here is Mesupak, whether Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. Yes? Pashup Shat Mitzvah Shichas Kavana means Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah, that you're doing it for a mitzvah. And the idea being that you know that this is not part of your ordinary course of activities, it's not just your mundane routine. You're doing something that's a divine commandment. That awareness is a requirement for the fulfillment of the mitzvah according to the mandar, Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. Right? And if you hold Mitzvah Einam Shichas Kavana, it's sufficient that you just engage in the activity. You don't have to know that it's a special command. You don't have to intend for the command. B'chule, b'chule. And this is a discussion in the sugya in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It's a discussion in Maseches Pesachim. For example, in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, we have a discussion if somebody forces you to eat matzah against your will, so you have no intention to fulfill the mitzvah. Somebody feeds you matzah. That might depend on Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. What are some of the other examples? Rosh Hashanah example? Tokei L'Shir, you're blowing the shofar just for the musical notes. Same question. Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. Einot Shichas Kavana. V'chohena Rabos. And this is widely understood as a shas machlokas about mitzvos in general. One quick ha'ara on that discussion. When we say mitzvos tzrichos kavana, are we talking about kavana for the specific mitzvah, that you know which mitzvah you're doing? Or is it sufficient that you have a general idea that this is a mitzvah? This is a divine command. So if you take a look here in our Google Doc on page 6, we have the Aruch HaShulchan and Aruch HaYin Simen Samech Sif Ches. What does he say? Who wants to read the Aruch HaShulchan? Richard, why don't you read the Aruch HaShulchan for us? Beautiful. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, you don't need to be mechavin for the particular mitzvah that you're performing. It's sufficient that you are mechavin l'shem mitzvah. Now here you could say one of two things. Each of which is a chiddush. Thing number one is that the kavana that's required for mitzvos is just that you should realize that you're doing something that is different from your ordinary activities. That's the purpose of kavanah mitzvos, to kind of appreciate that this is a different type of activity from rollerblading, bicycle riding, sports watching, Netflix, binging. Imbibing, binging, etc. And that's what the kavanah for mitzvos is. That's the role that kavanah mitzvos is playing. Thing two, the other possibility here is to say that actually all the mitzvos are kind of homogeneous. We saw a suggestion along these lines in the Rambam about avoda. The concept of avoda itself is a mitzvah klalis, and therefore maybe not even deserving of being recorded, because it's just to kind of do all the commandments. Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu zakas Yisrael lefika chir b'lam Torah mitzvos. They're just occasions for the seichel nifal bonding with the seichel apo. In which case, if there's homogeneity in the nature of mitzvos, it stands to reason that there should be simple homogeneity in the kavanah of mitzvos. As long as you know that you're doing a mitzvah, you kind of are fulfilling the purpose of the mitzvah itself. The fact that one's a lulav and one's a matzah is just some internal distinction in the occasion that gives rise for the connection between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not like that there's an important deep difference between the different species of mitzvahs.
Is there a real, like no, I mean, there can't be both. Can it be like the first thing that we said is just the first step, right? I know I'm not like watching. I know I'm not just playing music on the shofar. I know it's a mitzvah. And the right kind of like inherent in that is you understand it's a divine command, and therefore it falls under this large
umbrella. I'm not distinguishing between those two.
Okay.
I'm distinguishing between what you just said, both of what you said, and the idea that you have to know that there's a mitzvah to blow shofar.
So that you're
like doing this for the commandment of shofar blowing.
So the Arka Shofar was saying the first thing.
He's saying that all you have to do is have kavana l'shem mitzvos.
And that would fall.
You don't have to have hinani mukhar mzuman l'kayim istkiya shofar. So you know nothing about matzah. You don't know the difference between matzah and maror. You just know that you have a chiyuv to do these things. So it's like, I'm doing the mitzvah of the Seder. That would count.
And now I fall under like the Rambam categorization of like mitzvos aren't all that different. They're
exactly.
All, like,
that's the suggestion,
sort of,
right.
You say mitzvah Seder, but you mean just mitzvahs in general, just idea of a commandment.
Exactly. I'm doing a command. I'm doing what God wants me to do. Okay? Josh?
Even you might say that even if you believe in like Tanya mitzvah like for real, right? I mean, you might really think that each mitzvah really does have its own independent reason, but just as far as like your kavanah is concerned, you can kind of make them all a blank slate.
Yeah, that's my first thing. That was the thing one. Thing one is to say that the mitzvahs actually are heterogeneous.
Well, I'm saying even number two. I mean the Rambam himself believes in Tanya mitzvah. Like he doesn't think that every mitzvah is for the same reason.
Right, but they're all just, I guess, give me some examples. Like Shabbos, Zechel Masa Bereishis, and
Tzedakah is to make you a better person.
Right.
They all have the same ultimate goal.
Right.
Right. Kirva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something like that. As opposed to saying there's genuine heterogeneity, but the purpose of Kavanah B'mitzvah is just to distinguish your mitzvah life from your ordinary activity, from your Netflix binging. Right. Okay. Great. There's a whole discussion of Stama Lishma. I'm going to hold off on that discussion for now. I'll come back to it soon. So one level of Kavanah and Mitzvos is this base level of Mitzvos Tzrichas Kavanah, Mitzvos Einon Tzrichas Kavanah. Seems to be a Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah, Kavanah L'Shem Mitzias Yudechova. Right, to borrow Rumi's phrase, unambitious, very elementary form of kavana. Okay? In the second half of last year, we spoke about the Bach's theory that there's maybe a different level of kavana mitzvos, kavana for the taimei mitzvos, which is in stark tension with this thesis of the Aruch HaShulchan. According to the Bach, what's the halacha? What do we see in the Bach in last year?
That for those specific
double extra credit. Anybody who wasn't in last year who knows what the Bach said. Josh.
That you need kavana for the specific mitzvah.
Such as what are the examples?
I don't know the ones that he uses.
Okay.
So you don't know.
But he doesn't say you need kavana for the specific mitzvahs. He says that if you were in last year, you would have known. Josh.
I was just trying to get the double extra credit.
Okay. And now you got double subtraction of credit. The Bach point is that sometimes when the Torah says "Laman Yedu Dorasechem Ki Vesukos Hashavti Es Bnei Yisrael" or "Arisa Moso Zechartem," the Torah wants you to have those things in mind when you perform the mitzvah. And he's explaining the Torah. So the Torah says, Yechavin, when you're Mesatei from Tzitzis, to remember all the mitzvahs, Yishum Mechavin, when you sit in your sukkah, mind you, the Dor Seichem. When the Torah specifies, then that Kavana is necessary for the Kima Mitzvah Kitikuna. That's the formulation of the Bach. So, there is a more, to borrow Rumi's phrase, ambitious and less elementary conception of mitzvahs shichos, of kavana b'mitzvahs, distinct from the question of mitzvahs shichos kavana or inan shichos kavana. Right? So knowing the tam ha-mitzvah, or the telos of the mitzvah, that's a necessary piece of your intention for a certain subset of mitzvahs. Okay? Everyone makes the leap?
Say that. that's not exactly the flip side of the Shulchan.
It's not the flip side. It's just a contrast.
No, but I'm saying it's not like a full contrast. It doesn't seem like the exact opposite of the Aruch Shulchan. Because Aruch Shulchan is saying, right? It's not saying that, oh, for every single mitzvah, I need to know I'm doing this specific
course.
Mitzvah.
Correct.
It's saying for mitzvahs where...
Sure. It's a very limited class.
Yeah,
100%. It's a very limited class.
I'm saying perhaps for a mitzvah that doesn't have as clear of a tam, as clear of this stuff.
Of course. It's not intention at all with the Aruch HaShulchan, 100%. In fact, it's a different type of kavana. Right? The Aruch HaShulchan is explaining mitzvahs shichas kavana and shichas kavana. 100%, Lee. But my point is that this type of kavana is not only unique for the specific mitzvahs, but it's a telos, like a tam ha-mitzvah, kind of what Josh was saying earlier, a tam ha-mitzvah that's unique to the kima mitzvah. L'mani der sechem kivasukas ha-shavdi. For tefillin, l'manti ha-teres ha-shem b'ficha. Arisa mosos chartem. That is like a unique telos, a unique tam for every mitzvah. And maybe also for the Kol Shalom Gimel Dvar Mitzvah Pesach Matzah Maror, to know the reasons for the commandments of those mitzvahs is part of their kiyum. Okay, any questions, comments, complaints, concerns? Tanya, you have a concern?
It's good to be back. I'm really happy we're not doing Zmanim.
That's great. You put it to a vote. I said I was happy to wrap up Zmanim and move on.
Yeah, so very happy. No concerns here.
That's great. Great. Soon you'll be happy to be done with Kavanah Mitzvahs also. Right?
And you all go back to
the
one.
I like the more esoteric topics. I like the more esoteric topics. But yeah, I'll be happy to have one of this segya.
Does Manim count as esoteric, or?
Which one's more esoteric?
Yeah, which is esoteric?
We definitely did it in an interesting manner. Some of the side, the Yishtrapim stuff, I found that to be really cool to, like,
you should go with Leave to watch the full solar eclipse.
It's Monday, right?
Monday. He's going to
Syracuse.
I have no class on Monday, so good.
You want to get in the car?
I have.
Here you'll see a 90% eclipse.
Yeah, it's not like that.
90
here?
I think 90.
Yeah,
90. In Philly, it's 90. I don't know here, actually.
It's like a lot here.
I did get a job working in the after, so for law and order.
Yeah?
I mean, we're in the
village.
As
an extra?
Yeah.
As a police officer.
Yeah.
Are they still filming Law and Order?
Yeah, in Queens.
Are you going?
They must have gotten desperate.
Yeah.
There was something on the day that I had to reschedule it, but hopefully next week.
What?
Where are you filming?
Why? You're an extra, right? Do you have lines?
I don't know if I have lines. If you have lines, they pay you double.
Are they giving you a gun?
How much are they paying
you?
I got it. Oh, yeah. How much are they paying you?
Minimum wage.
Okay. Make sure they're round.
You're an extra. That's where you are. You're just an extra.
No, but I'm not just a extra. I'm a police officer. Like, it could have been somebody crossing the street in the back.
Like a person in the crowd. It's like a...
You could be a policeman.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Still pretty cool.
I don't know yet.
How did they have cool parties?
I had an audition at a talent agency.
Oh.
Thomas Esther.
Oh my god.
After that's us.
Wow. Good luck. I think you'll make a great cop.
Thank you.
I hope. Whoever's listening to the recording is going to tune into law.
All right, so brachos, yud gimel amid aleph. Let's go back to this for a second. So we distinguish right now between two different types of kavana and mitzvos. There's the mitzvah shichas kavana question. That is, as they like to say, a shas question. And then we have this this theory of the Bach that there's like a time mitzvos kavana that's required for a certain subset of mitzvos. Okay, is it intuitive to all of you that these are different types of intentions? Yeah, seems like it. Or to take leaves, to develop Lee's point, you know, one is more about having kavana, like Allah the Aruch HaShulchan, that you're doing a mitzvah, and the other is to know, to have kavana for the particular purpose of the mitzvah that you're performing. Right? There are, yes. Okay, so today I want to introduce a third type of kavana. And that comes out of our sugya of kavana for Kriyat Shema, and possibly also kavana in Tefillah. So let's look at our Gemara in Brachos Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara first says you have to have kavana. Im kiven libo yatzah shema minam etzitzos kavana. Ma'im kiven libo likros v'aku kari bekari lagia. This Gemara should be familiar to all of you. And the Gemara distinguishes that maybe only certain sukkim require kavana. So let's get a volunteer to read the sugya in Gimel Amud Aleph. Tanur Rabbanan v'hayu, who prepared this? Tani prepared it. Okay, so let's hear you read it perfectly. Tan Rabbanan. It's a very interesting idea that only part of Kriyat Shema requires kavana, not all of Kriyat Shema. Right, so I take it the idea is the Hafte is Hashem Lekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshu b'chol modecha. Meaning that only the prior pasuk requires kavana, not the second pasuk of Yahavta. Right. So really, the important piece that requires kavana is Yahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshu b'chol modecha. Right. Because v'hayu adar me'ila that have to be on your hearts. Good, Tani. Okay. There's an opposing view. That's all Rabbi Eliezer's view. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Hari Omer. Yes, according to Rabbi Akiva, the entire parsha V'ahavta requires kavana. Fine, it's a machlokes. Another view in the Gemara near Rabbi Yehuda that as long as you have kavana parak rishon, you're okay. That's the same as Rabbi Akiva. And then the Gemara quotes Tana Rabbanan. Go ahead, Tani. This is Gimel Beis. Yeah, according to Meir, all you need is kavana for the first pasuk, meaning Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the thing that requires intent. So you have 3 days. Is it the whole parsha? Is it just the pasuk of Shema, or is it Shema and V'ahavta? V'ahavta meaning the first pasuk of V'ahavta. Okay? Along comes the Rashba, and he is trying to sort out what type of kavana the Gemara here is referring to. Anybody prepare the Rashba? Richard, you got it? Okay, so tell us about the Rashba. Tiny did a great job on the Gemara and Brachos, thank you.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak up and
share. Sure.
Yeah, alright, should I read it? Or? Shema Yisrael Hashem v'chulei ad kan tzaruch kavana salib v'rimeir amur rabba v'chein.
Okay, so skip to the next line. V'chavana
v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana
v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana v'chavana. So the first claim of the Rashba is that the kavana is just
it's just
adin l'chatchila. Meaning, when the Gemara says, Ad kan tzarach kavana, that's the chatchila. But b'dieved, even if you didn't have kavana for the first pasuk, so you had no kavana, you're yotze. Why does he believe that? Because he believes that we paskin mitzvos einan tzrichas kavana. So when the Gemara here is kind of suggesting you need kavana for pasuk rishon, that's just a suggestion of the chatchila. But b'dieved, it's not ma'akev. For the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Good? Benji, do you like that Diak of the Rashba?
Yeah.
Great. What's his raya? Other than saying that we pass him mitzvahs and tzichus kavana, he has like a textual diak from the Gemara. So what's his diak? Go ahead. His point is that if it were true that this kavana is ma'akev, the Gemara then should have attempted to infer mitzvahs tzichus kavana, just like it did from the mission of him kiven libo yatsa. So once you have this Tanur Rabbanan, this day of Rav Meir that you require kavana for pasuk rishon, the Gemara should have said kamash malam mitzvah shichas kavana. So it must be. Yeah, this is only dealing with a kavana lechatchila, not a kavana b'diavad. Okay. And it also seems to imply that even if you hold mitzvah shichas kavana, that's just b'diavad. But even that man damar is not intending to deny that there's a lechatchila value in having kavana for mitzvahs. But it's a side point. So far, so good.
He also says because it's dafka the word tzarech. Aval hamid tzarech ka'am. The tzarech is a chila. The mitzvah ketana ketikna. Habi yavi yavsa.
What are you saying?
That's on the last line of the paragraph. Is he saying that, partly is he saying that because it's a tzarech, tzarech says with a chila.
He's just saying that from the fact it says tzarech implies the chatchila, for mitzvah kitikuna, hadiyavid yatza. He just thinks that's kind of built into this idea of tzarech. Yeah. Okay, b'tamani al Rambam. Ah, big problem. How does Rambam paskin? Eitan, how does Rambam paskin? About pasuk rishon? You need kavana. Everyone agrees you need kavana. It's tzarech. Oh, it's ma'akev. The kavana for pasuk rishon is ma'akev. Ma'akev in what sense? What does ma'akev mean?
Hold you back.
Hold you back. Hold you back from what, honey?
From fulfilling your obligation.
Beautiful. From your obligation. Not only could you play a policeman, you could play an intelligent student.
Keyword there, play.
Right.
Well,
okay.
Still through the
practice. We gotcha. So he says the Rambam here paskins that the kavana for pasuk rishon is ma'akev vashar im lo kiven libo yatza. Correct. So this is a real problem because now the Rambam seems to be saying that it's ma'akev.
In other words, that the rest of the parasha, even if you're just reading Lahegia, you're yotze, contrary to what the Gemara says in front directly.
Yeah. Okay, so the Rashba says it's a problem for the Rambam. The Rashi himself would like to say this is just in the Chatchil. The Rambam paskins as in Bidyavet. So let's skip to his Ve'efshar Li Lomar.
Ve'efshar Li Lomar. The pasuk rishon misalech kavana va'afilu bidyavad. Ve'en davar zat halonde.
Good. That's I like that. Correct. Maybe the Rambam is right that you need kavana li kuba. Ve'en davar zat
halonde be'echad be'mitzvos tzvichos kavana. Da'asun be'kavana matseis adivarim amurim.
Beautiful. So here the Rashba gives us a beautiful, sharp conceptual distinction, saying that we're dealing with different types of kavanos. There's the kavana that is at bar in the debate of mitzvah strichos kavana and strichos kavana, which is what type of kavana?
Latzes.
Kavana latzes, which is interesting, right?
It takes sense.
Like that second formulation in Rashi. Right, not just like the shem mitzvah, but kavana latzeis is the way he formulates it. Aval kan, we're not talking about the debate of mitzvah shichas kavana. We're talking about a special kavana that is unique to the mitzvah of kriyas shema. Right, that is independent, separate from the debate of mitzvah shichas kavana. So aval kan. So what type what is the content of the kavana here? So he says two things. Shlo yahar her b'dvar machirim. What does that mean?
Be focused.
Yeah, that you're focused, right? So you've kind of excluded other things from your mind. Why? So that you could do proper kabbal samachu shemayim. Now it's just not clear to me which of these is the ikrim, which is the tafel. Is the kavana here that you're not mahar b'dvar machirim mefana libo? Or is the point here really that it's a kavan of kabbal samachu shemayim with haskamas aleiv?
Second.
Yeah,
it's
obviously the
second one, but the only way to achieve true kabbalah
is that you're not thinking about the sports betting that you were doing.
If you're thinking about nothing, that's not helpful.
Right, so you're just thinking about this genuine kabbal samachu shemayim. To me, this is a strange. These are strange bedfellows because I could see somebody's mind being preoccupied, but they're also being sincere about their kabbal samachu shemayim. No.
Didn't we talk earlier this year about crazy?
That's crazy. You think it's crazy?
Sincerity is different. Like,
well,
sincerity. It's no way we're talking about sincerity.
Right. Meaning, you could be sincere, but haskamas aleiv. To your kabbal samachu shemayim, while you're also thinking about
you're mekabel the king, you're just going to be thinking about the sports bet. No, you're thinking about the king. I don't know.
Talk about not really being able to think two things at once.
You can't think two things at the same time. That's the point.
I don't think that's the point.
I think you can't conjure up a mental image of two things at the same
time. That's not the point because you now can't with other mitzvahs. You can't think about other things. It's just in this mitzvah you're not allowed when you're giving mekabel samachu shemayim. You can't.
The important thing is that you are fully mentally occupied.
Right.
It's not just an empty phrase you utter.
Well, maybe we should just revise the interpretation of Shlo Yahar B'dvar Machirim. Just means that you should, at a minimum, actually be thinking about kabbal samachu shemayim. Whether you could do that while you're also thinking simultaneously of other things. But the point is, like, your heart can't be exclusively occupied with other things while you're verbally affirming kabbal samachu shemayim. That's your point, Richard, right?
Yeah.
So the point here is that, look, you could know that you're doing a mitzvah, which would be the mitzvah shichas kavana type thing, but that's not sufficient for mitzvah kriyat shema. What kriyat shema requires is actually kabbal samachu shemayim baskamas aleiv. So that's a unique kavana for kriyat shema. And notice here, we've seen a lot of these already, like in Zmanim, like the idea, like the Kishem, that the Torah creates Zmanim for Kriyat Shema, so too the Chachamim created Zmanim for Tefillah. Here too, the Rashba draws an analogy to the Kavanah required for Tefillah. Doesn't tell what it is, but he alludes to Alam Adalid, that there's some special Kavanah required for Tefillah, which we'll see in a minute. So notice again, kivin latzeis. This is the Rosh Bola Shitaso that for mitzvah shichas kavana, it's kavana latzeis that's required. So for all other mitzvos, all you need is kavana latzeis, even if you're totally distracted. Achal pi shehir her b'emtza mitzvah. Right, so even if you're thinking about your sports gambling or Josh's Netflix binging, so long as he knows that the action that he's doing is Latzei Shoshana Mitzvah, that will satisfy his obligation of Kiyam HaMitzvos. But not for Kriyat Shema, but Elu. That's Kriyat Shema, clearly. Yeah.
What's the connection to Tefillah?
It's very, yeah. I think it's kind of strange that he makes this connection. But he says, I think what he's trying to say is that there's a unique kavana that's required both for Tefillah and for Kriyat Shema that's distinct from Mitzvah Shichas Kavanos. The common denominator between these two unique kavanos is Yehei Levavo Pone Midvar Machirim.
But why is Siddur Shvachim? I mean, I guess whatever, maybe. I don't know. I mean, why is it? Why are these? I mean, seemingly there doesn't seem to be like any.
Why?
Kabbal Samachu Shemayim I hear.
Yeah.
Kabbal Samachu Shemayim I hear. Meaning, by, there's no act of accepting the sovereignty of God if it's just if it's literally just lip service, right? It's a kavod samach hashemayim is an act of the mind. Seder shvachim is the thought here that seder shvachim is also an act of the mind, that you have to be overwhelmed by the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the point. Shevach is not lip service.
Yeah, right.
It's like if my kids roll their eyes and say, "Oh, you're so great." That's not Shevach.
You say about all the mitzvahs, though. No, like none of them should be lip service either. Like,
no, because he thinks that other mitzvahs are just about the action.
Right.
There are other mitzvahs that aren't just that.
Such as.
Again,
right, the thing is that he thinks tefillah and Kriyat Shema are the two big ones.
It is funny to bring them together, but it's an
action.
That they're different.
And like in the Shnayos, yeah.
Right. It's pretty interesting that the Rashba did pull them together. I agree with that. We'll talk more about that. But does everybody see the thought here now is that we now have three different grades, three different categories of Kavana and Kavana. There's Kavana, Mitzvah Shichas Kavana, which is Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah, or Kavana Latte, so everyone will classify it. There's the Bach's Kavana of Kaima Mitzvos. You know, you're doing this mitzvah so with the knowledge that it's to perpetuate Man Yidu D'Arasechem, you know, knowing that this mitzvah is trying to remind you of other mitzvos, knowing that this mitzvah is Man Tiyat Hashem B'Ficha, right? And then there's a Kavana that is about conviction. This idea of haskama salev. Shlo yahar har bedvar macherim. Now, I'm just curious, how do you guys associate the three different categories of kavana right now? So the first is the mitzvah kavana, the second is the bachs category. And the third is now what the Rashba is referring to for Kavod Samach Hashemayim and Seder Shvachim.
The Ra'ah also has three DNA Kavana.
Does he?
Yeah, they're not the same.
Okay, what does he say?
We'll
take a look at it later.
I can send it to
you. How are two and three different?
How are two and three different?
Yeah, they seem very related.
Okay, so right, I actually think that one and two go more together than two and three. Because one and two are more about awareness. Awareness that you're doing this L'shem mitzvah. Awareness that the purpose of this mitzvah is L'man Yidu D'Arasechem. Right? I see three, but they're different. The awareness is of different things. One's awareness of the Tahama mitzvah, and one is awareness of the fact that this is a mitzvah.
Right.
For one and two.
Isn't three?
Whereas three, I think, is not about awareness. Three is more about some cognitive act of assenting to the having conviction about a certain belief. So it's
Krishna is for perpetuating that.
It's not, right, it's not. The idea is that you're actually affirming your servitude or whatever Kavod Samach Hashemayim is, we'll get this obviously that was our very first sugya of the year, right? Coming full circle. How great. Whatever the mitzvah of Kavod Samach Hashemayim is, it's the haskamas halev to that, to borrow the Rashba's formulation. Right? Haskamas halev. And I assume it's the haskamas halev also to the Sidur Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That they, you're feeling the conviction of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as you're saying it. And the nafkamina, I think, is this idea of crowding out, at least the way the Rashba sees it, other hirurim. So the thought is that you could perfectly be aware of L'man Yidu D'Arasechem. You could perfectly be aware of doing this L'shem mitzvah while also having here like these distracting thoughts in the middle. But the distracting hirurim are inconsistent with the act being one of conviction and assent. Like you can't be elsewhere minded for haskama salev of Kavod Samach Hashemayim or for haskama salev of Seder Shvachim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Not super clear why that is. But
what?
Not super clear why that is. But
Right. That's what I said. Milchatchila, the Rashba seems to be conflating two things. But putting aside the empirical assessment of it, whether it's true, you can see that the Rashba uniquely associates the problem of hirhurim distractions to category 3, haskama salev, while thinking that, you know, they don't vitiate, they don't destroy kavana 1 and 2. Okay? Rami and then leave.
David. I mean, I feel like we read the Bach as we must assume that they're a category, because it's not necessarily about awareness that there is a tana mitzvah. It's that the ikra mitzvah kiyuma is kliya on the particular kavana.
What's the kavana?
Whatever the tana is. But it's not about the...
What are you being mechavim?
Huh?
What's the kavana you're supposed to have when you sit in the sukkah according to the Bach? What?
Or whatever you think.
I think it's the man you need to do a seichem. Keep a
sukkah
shabbat.
No, I'm saying, like, you might have to have in mind.
No, why? No, that's it.
Well, is this like a matter?
I don't think. Why would be the man you need to do a seichem?
Is it like it?
You should have that. You say, I'm sitting in the sukkah to perpetuate the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house B'nai Yisrael in.
Or
you're saying it's like
Zika and
the perpetuation. You're saying the Bach is like
talking.
Read the Bach from Louis. Let's look at what he says.
The Bach is talking about like a meta awareness in which you could still have your Aleve.
Right.
Even if you don't have the actual awareness.
Right. I don't think you have to be like, I read in the history books and I saw the Schach from the Sukkos in, you know, Mitzrayim.
Like, you don't have to be thinking, oh, Hashem, like, I feel that Hashem does this thing. You could be thinking, I'm aware that this mitzvah is
right. Correct. I think it's very much Tamei mitzvahs. That's how I read the Bach. Let's look at it.
That's very strange.
Wait 1 second. Let's look at the formulation. So he's commenting on the tour, who says, V'yichavein b'hisatfo shetzivanu ha-mapam l'hisatev k'deshen izkor kol mitzvosav la'asosam. Where I'm highlighting here, it's a mechas. Doesn't that sound like it's kavana for the Tama mitzvah? No?
Yeah.
So that sounds like me, not like you, right?
Yes.
Let's see. So the Bach in Tafresh Chafei says, "Mashma shetzorach sheyichavein b'shas yeshiva sasuka hatam hamechuvan b'mitzvah." The tam hamechuvan b'mitzvah is the man you need to respect and keep a sukkah sashavi. So you should say you should have that in mind, right?
Oh, that's
so if you think it's like,
you should have kavana that is the tam. Meaning, it's very strange. You might be right. I'm not sure about the Bach.
You don't know whether I'm right?
He might be right. Rebbe might be right.
Right. What kind of... what is that? What does that even... Ezra can't make semantic sense of what you said.
Ezra can't make semantic sense of what you said.
Whoa!
Leave Rebbe.
Write that down. That's going to be the next joke.
Rebbe is allowed to make fun of my... I was going to alley-oop, but I realized someone was like, threw a ball around the corner.
There's an alley hoop to the
end.
That's the worst.
I didn't
even expect a call before Yom Kippur.
Wait, can you
show
me
how
it
contacts?
You say he's expecting a call. You what is that?
So,
from me, you're on.
Yeah. The point is that basically, aren't you suggesting that the Bach or the tour basically saying you fulfill the mitzvah if you don't actually do what the mitzvah wants you to do, you just know what it wants you to do? Meaning, in practical terms, you don't have to remember.
The mitzvah is.
You don't have to remember all the mitzvahs when you put on your talis. You just have to know that Hashem wants you to move to the mitzvah.
Correct.
You could think it's
bunk
that.
No, counting all these mitzvahs without actually doing the thing that the mitzvah seems to be interested in you doing, which is remembering.
That's why it's just a tama mitzvah.
Huh?
It's just a tama mitzvah. It's just a tama mitzvah.
Yeah.
So you're sitting in the sukkah. There's a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. What's the point of yeshiva sukkah? Man yidu derasecham give a sukkah to shavti.
Right.
So when you sit in your sukkah to makayim it kitikuna, you have to know that the purpose of yeshiva sukkah is l'man yidu derasecham give a sukkah.
Yes, but you don't actually have to be.
You could think it's a total historical falsity that you think it's totally historical bunk that B'nai Israel like actually sat in sukkahs, like this thing didn't happen. But I know that me sitting in the sukkah is supposed to make me think that this.
Yeah, you're asking
happened.
A deep question. Do you have
and
to be an imam?
That's
right. I think that's true.
I feel like that's
fine. Why is
that
crazy?
That's crazy.
I don't see it.
That's so crazy.
Don't you think the Torah is only interested in you knowing that you should think the thing?
I'm not saying only interested in knowing. I'm just saying what the Bach's view about what Kavanah the mitzvahs requires.
The Bach's view.
He doesn't need you to be a historian who checked, you know, who did the excavations in the Midbar to find the schach from the Jews' sukkah.
No, take the Talos case. Like, the Baal doesn't think that you need to actually remember the mitzvahs or to do all the mitzvahs.
Well, this is the Baal Tifa.
Yeah.
But remember the Re'ia is separate from the Tifa. So yeah, B'shas HaTifa HaTalos, what's the point of HaTifa HaTalos? So that you'll see the strings later and you'll remember Kol HaMitzvos. So you're doing a little primer now. You're saying, well, I'm putting on my Talos so that, you know, the purpose is that when I'm working throughout the day, I can look at my tzitzit strings and I remember calling
it.
Because the only thing that the Torah is only limited to places where Torah is only limited, I guess? Yeah.
So,
obviously the tzitzits only work if you know that they're looking at them and supposed to remind you.
That's actually not obvious. Because if they just did remind you,
so here too, your kavana b'shas hatifa should be that the purpose of hatifa is so that you'll see them later and do the. My point is that it's wrong for you to assume that the zchartem is kol mitzvah is built into the ma'isa hatifa. The ma'isa hatifa is a ma'isa mitzvah.
You think the same thing works by sukkah?
Yeah, I think when you're framed by yeshiva sukkah, mani to derasecha, it'll help facilitate mani to derasecha.
It's actually not necessary, really.
What's not necessary?
Well, the Baal doesn't necessarily end up doing that in the sukkah case. I get
this has nothing to do with our
necessary. Right.
Ezra's point
is probably that it's a hashgafa shir question of time and mitzvos, not a halachic question. Right, not a halachic question of the kavana. Look, before take away the Baal, and all you need to know is sit in your sukkah. I know this is the commandment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're mekayem the mitzvah. Now the Bach is expanding the kavanah and saying, no, that's not enough. You have to know that it's l'man yidu derasecham give a sukkah to shavti b'nei Yisrael. And Rumi is saying, that's not enough. You should have to know that the sukkos were sukkos mamish or the anon yakavod.
What? Kavanahs, I don't know, but yeah.
Right, I'm just saying, you want more. The world's not, the Bach's not enough for you.
What? I can't believe that the conclusion of this whole conversation was that the halakhic analysis is just there to outline what the things are, but not to see if they are actually good arguments or what they're really trying to say or if they hold up. That's not Shavashi.
I have no idea what you just said, but it sounds like you're frustrated.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
Say it again. Say your point again, Romy.
No, I just said this one. It's a meta point.
What were you saying?
Just like it's geared towards me. I don't know why I got
wrong. What were you saying?
I just made the point that I basically said, isn't the Bach a strange shita? And the response was from Ezra/you through Ezra was
who cares?
If you want to know the halacha shir, the Ian shir, just to clarify that the Bach says this thing. And
no,
understanding Bach is a good argument, and that's not shir.
No.
Like, why would Bach say this argument? Why is Bach?
No. What you're saying is that. What I'm saying is that the Bach just wants you to know the Tam HaMitzvah.
Yeah.
Right? And you're saying, like, maybe he should really have to know the factual presupposition of the mitzvah.
He wants you to act out the Tom instead of knowing the Tom, basically.
That's not a din in Kavana.
No, it's not. My
point is that that's a din in Tamei HaMitzvos. You're already saying, like, when has the Tamei HaMitzvah been achieved?
You're not asking
about, like, the epistemic mindset.
Isn't it funny that the Bach's going to say, here's the Kavana you have sitting in the Sukkah, let's just take out the Rashbam, let's use the Tis example.
You're saying, like, the Kavana you should have when you put on your tzitzis is Yuzchartem is called mitzvos. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm saying no, because not in all cases can you say that.
But my point is that that is the Tam HaMitzvah. It's not like the Kavana that is built into the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah. Same for Sukkah. Sitting in the Sukkah, the Tam HaMitzvah is so that generations will know about Yeshiva B'Sukkah.
Yeah, the Bach is essentially saying, I don't care about the Kavana. The only time you have to have a high level of Kavana...
But that's the job of the Mitzvah. The job of the Mitzvah is to inculcate that.
But isn't it funny, you know, it's strange that if you're going to require some amount of Kavana as an intrinsic part of the Mitzvah, it's just going to be an awareness that you're supposed to have Kavana?
It's not that you're supposed to have Kavana.
That's the mitzvah's job.
It's the mitzvah's job, right?
That's what I meant by it.
It's the mitzvah's job to do that, and you should be aware that it's the mitzvah's job to do that when you do the mitzvah. That's exactly the point.
What's the Bach concerned about?
Then that's a Tamei HaMitzvah's failure.
It's the mitzvah's fault.
Exactly.
What's the Bach concerned about?
Okay, so here I'll just say.
Should do a good job doing the mitzvah.
Okay, but okay, one second. But do you agree? This is my point that earlier that
that's a mitzvah's responsibility to you, not your responsibility to them.
But if that's true, then what do you need to know? And what the Bach are you at in the first place?
Then the mitzvah can't fulfill.
Well, because first of all, you could have a view. Because I do think the Bach covers significant ground by actually, I think, to borrow Leib's terminology, the mitzvah will do more for you, or you'll help the mitzvah do more for you. If you know what it is that the mitzvah is attempting to accomplish.
But it's like if you put on tzitzis knowing that it's...
Yeah, exactly.
Well, mitzvahs, then maybe later in the day...
Exactly. When you have kavana, l'sati b'tzitzis, because risa moso is chartem, knowing that the purpose of your atifa is so that down the road, you know, when you could either binge watch Netflix or go to shir, you'll look at your tzitzis and you'll remember chelas and the kisei hakavod. You know, then you'll remember all the mitzvahs, then you'll come to shir. Obviously, the priming b'shas atifa of the Tam HaMitzvah is going to help the mitzvah do its purpose more downstream.
Why would Shema fall under the Bach's categorization? Like, why would Shema be special? Why can't it be when I say, like...
Oh, we'll talk about Shema, and we'll get to say more.
Moment before I say Shema, I have to know that it's supposed to inculcate Kabbalah, so I'm going to put Shema, and if it does, then it's then similar to Tzitzit, right? If it did it, then at the time...
Right, but I think here, so this is the... I think maybe that's what Zev was asking initially. What's the difference in the Bach and the Rashi?
I see the difference, but why should there be? Why should Shema be special?
Because the content of the mitzvah of Shema is Kavana, as opposed to the other mitzvah, where the content itself is not the Kavana.
Correct. That's a sharp way of putting it. The essence of the Ma'aseh Mitzvah of Shema is Haskamas Aleiv to the proposition.
It's like totally different than the other things. It is the mitzvah.
Yeah. It's a nice, sharp way of putting it. Is the Kavana is the mitzvah? Right, I'm comfortable without going in that direction and saying, you know, the Kavana is the mitzvah. I'm comfortable saying that, you know, the mitzvah is like the affirmation of Kavos Malch Shemayim, but that can only be accomplished with assenting, Haskamas Halev, conviction. Right, or as Josh would say, that the conviction is the mitzvah. Right.
Say like the moment you sit down in the sukkah, you know that the point is to like remember it. And maybe while you're eating your meal, then you'll actually like think, oh, this is what the Jews did back.
And only a couple of mitzvahs are broken back and forth.
I mean, there's only a couple mitzvahs of time.
I think Lee's saying good. Did Lee solve your... You see the basis for the distinction, at least?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty sensible what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, it's the mitzvah's job to do it. And the Bach's point is not to do the mitzvah's job. The Bach's point is, like, this is a kavana in the Maaseh Mitzvah that helps the mitzvah do its job.
You just think there'd be more time mitzvahs then?
What?
You just think there'd be more mitzvahs, if that would be true, then?
I think that?
No, one would then think that if this is the case, then there'd be more mitzvahs for which the tam would be part of the Bach. Is that not true?
Okay, the Bach just gave you a few. Maybe there are more.
No.
Maybe it's more that the Bach gives us tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah. Maybe there are more. I suggested Kol Shalom Rakim El Dvar Milu Pesach. The Latsi Dechavasa is on a similar plane.
Would that only apply to where there's like Deoraisa Taimos right there? Yeah. Like, how about for mitzvos or like the Rambam gives his own Taimos? Like, would it be?
It's an interesting question. Yeah, it's an interesting question. But I'm not ruling it out. I'm not saying it's impossible. I agree that it could be expanded to more. Just like the Bach was Mechadish, that it applies to these. Or the Torah is Mechadish, depending on how compelling you think it's reading. Okay, so we have in the Rashba two very important points. What are the two important things you should take out of the Rashba?
Kavanas Ha'inyan.
What?
Kavanas Ha'inyan, and it's only in the first pasuk.
What are you talking about?
Well, the Rashba.
Yep. Yeah. Point number one we should take away is his distinction between Mitzvah's Kavana and Haskamas Alev. So that gives us a third category of Kavana, separate from the Bach, separate from its students' Kavana. Point number two, I think, is the connection between Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, that he thinks they go together in having a special level of Haskama Salev, even though one's within Kabbalah Samach L'Shmayim, and the other's within in Seder Shvachim. I think, Ezra, you were mentioning it, it's strange that he groups them together. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Vizuhi, go ahead, sir. Finish the Bach, Richard. Vizuhi.
Vizuhi shechaltu bein bracha rishon l'shar brachos bein pasuk rishon l'shar. She'im hadvarim taloyim b'mitzvos tzrichos kavana o ein tzrichos mali bracha rishon mali shar brachos. Zed nir yoser v'zed derech ha'emes.
Right, so his point is that's why there's the distinction between the beginning pasuk and the other ones, because that's what you need the haskama for kavos ha'machu shemayim. Whereas if this was an issue of Mitzvichos Kavanah, there wouldn't be a basis to distinguish between Pasuk Rishon.
I think that's a weak. Though.
It's a little weak, yeah. Because especially all the Stam L'Shma stuff, you might have said, once you start a L'Shma, it's enough for the rest of the Pasuk to carry it through.
It's true, right? But,
you know. Yeah, it is a little weak. But it's a very beautiful Rashba, right? This could be like a Litvish Chakir over here, where he's giving a sharp distinction between, you know, there's a concept of Kavanah, the concept is vague, there are two dinim of Kavanah, one is Mitzvichos Kavanah, and the other is this idea of Haskama Salev. Great. Richard, do you have a hand on this?
I just have a question about the Rashba. He agrees with the Rambam that it's just in the first pasuk, and he also says that if you're just reading the Hegya, on the rest of Shema, you are Yotzei on the rest of Shema, even if you're just reading the Hegya. So I don't understand how he and the Rambam get that out of the Gemara. And I think the Rashba himself asks, that makes no sense, because the Gemara explicitly says that if you're reading it by Hegya, you are not Yotzei. And if it's talking about the first pasuk, then L'chayre, you don't need Kavanah. Because that same Gemara tells you don't need Kavanah.
Wait, what's your issue? Kavanah L'Hegya.
Right.
You're not Yotzei.
They're saying you're not Yotzei in the first pasuk, unless you have full Kavanah, Kavanah Saleh, right? Kavanah Sa'inyan.
That's a special din in Haskamas Aleph.
Right, but they think that's true of the first pasuk, and then they say that the rest of Shema, even if you're reading the Hegel, you're Yotzei. The old the Rav and the Rashi will say that, right? He says it here in the last paragraph.
You read the Rashba?
Yeah.
Let's see. Down?
No,
no,
no. It's in the first pasuk.
Okay.
And then it says,
"Even if you're
reading
the Hegya, you're Yotzei." The Gemara's first inquiry is Mitzvichos Kavanah and Mitzvichos Kavanah.
Right.
And the Gemara there says you can't infer Mitzvichos Kavanah. Because it's just Kavanas Kriya.
Right.
And so, maybe it's Kavana.
Right.
And that's like Kori Lagi as Yotze. But then when the Gemara comes along. Who says that?
The Gemara.
No, the Gemara says, could you infer Im Kiven Libo Yotze?
Right, so what, in Kiven Libo Yotze, like Kiven Libo in terms of what? Oh, in terms of Likros, because he might have just been reading Lagia, in which case he wouldn't have been Yotze.
Are you saying, how does the Rambam know that Kori Lagia is Yotze?
Is Yotze Mikan Va'ela? Because he suggests, Rashi suggests, oh, maybe that's just talking about the first pasuk, that Gemara. But then if it's talking about the first pasuk, it's clearly saying you don't need Kavana for the...
The Rashba brought that up in his problem.
Right, he seems to ask that earlier. He just never answered. He just never answers it, and then goes back and pulls the Rambam.
When Pasuk Rishon ve'elach avi lekari lagia mamish yatzer, don't kind of answer kavana klal, much kasa Rambam.
He mentions this problem like near the beginning.
Yeah.
Lula shehuza from asking Pasuk Rishon.
Yeah, I think you have to figure it out. It's a shiloh. Doesn't bear. You're just asking where does Rambam get this from?
Yeah. Why the
Rashba? Yeah, we could think about it. For now, I just want to establish the Rashba's nice distinction between the Kavanah Haskamas Halev and the Mitzvah Kavanah distinction. Okay, let's look at the Meiri. We saw some Meiri in the beginning of the year. You came up at Aleph. Is our Meiri volunteer? Ezra, go for it. So Meiri says we paskin mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana.
Even the
pasuk rishon. And mitzvah tzrichas kavana is about kavana latzes, like the Rashba said.
The call of parshios kulan srichos kavara likro loshie korele hegya. The ikar machlokes
bedavar. I guess that's against the Rambam.
Yeah.
That you need kavana likriya, not kavana sagia. What then is this debate about requiring kavana?
The ikar machlokes bedavar zehu kavanas halev. Rasa lo mar sheikavin libo liyachid eshlo yisparach avo bishenu mitzvavin latzis.
Yeah. So I think this is very nice. Similar to the Rashba, but he's saying this is kavana. Some epistemic state of, I would say, I don't know what does that mean. Liyachid Hashemo, this is how he's interpreting the Rambam's Kabbalah Salach Shemayim for Yichud Hashem, going back to our first Sigya.
What?
Is it a knowledge? Do you think it's a knowledge that he has in mind?
So like, is it like, it sounds weird, like we're the ones who are unifying,
it,
like without us unifying, Hashem's name wouldn't be unified in the first place.
I don't think it implies that.
It doesn't imply that.
Anybody think it implies that?
I think we have Kavana to make his name one.
I wonder if he means the knowledge.
What's my brother?
What?
It's my brother.
Which brachos?
Like the idea that we're the ones that make
God's
name one?
That we're Miyachid Shema?
Yeah, and that, yeah.
There you go. Two more brachos.
Why would Hashem's name not be one without us? I'm just saying, if we're talking like metaphysics, it'd be strange for like human beings.
I don't know if the Meiri is saying that we are the ones who are making his name one, or just that we're being mechave in our minds to reflect that he is one. Let me see.
Feel metaphysical.
You don't like that?
You like a little cute boar.
The question is this, I think for our purposes, it's sufficient to view this as similar to the Rashba, just with a more precise hagdara of what Kabbalah Tzomach Shemayim means. Yeah? meaning the Kabbalah Samach Shemaim here is not Haskamas Aleiv in the sense of assenting to, but I guess it's having the right epistemic state of, like, the knowledge of Yichud Hashem. That's what I would say.
The Rashba distinguishes between
Kavanah Latzeis.
Kavanah Latzeis and Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. Is the Megiri also distinguishing between those two types of Kavanah? Because first he says...
Absolutely, look what he says. Afa Pishen Miskavin Latzeis.
So why before did he say the Indian Zesh and Indav Shukhishman Sarah Kavanah Latzeis within Pasuk Rishon? The first thing he says is that the Kavanah, the Machlokes of the Kavanah is about Kavanah Latzeis. Then he says, actually, the Machlokes of the Kavanah is about Kavanah Liyachay. Even though you're not Mechavin Latzeis. In other words, we paskin at the end, you do paskin and you don't need any type of Kavanah, but the other.
You need Kavanah Liyachay Shmo.
He says it with Achilo.
Liyakuba even. Look here at the Miri on the Mishnah that I have here. Read it. Mishnah Rishona Mimenu Techavin Lebayar Shakari Yeshma Sarech Lechavin Libo Vekriyasa Kedei Lekabal Avol Ma'afu Shemaim Bekavana Shlema. Husha Amar Hayakari Bator Vegiyas Mana Mikra Mekivin Libo Yatsa Malav Lo Yatsa. Many things you do need. The Mishnah is telling you that you need Kavana for Kabal Samachu Shemaim, which is Liyachid Shmo in the right way. Not you don't need Kavana Latzeis.
The Rosh Kah even holds that video that you need the Kavana.
Yeah, I think so. I believe that's the Psah.
I mean, at least certainly the first one, he doesn't seem to be explicit about the need, the Kuba of the Kavana, the Yachadeshim. He just says that the Machlokas is on.
No, but no, what it means, Parsha Reed and Shush. I mean,
when we pass like our mayor. Right, yeah. I mean, Paskin like our mayor that you need Kavana Parsha Rishona, Pasuk Rishon, isn't that Likuva?
Klal and Vanu be Inim Zesha, Ein Davar Shul Kriyashon Tzarech Kavana Latzeis, Avilu Pasuk Rishon, Mishmencha Klal,
That's Kavana Latzeis. Sorry, this is the same ambiguity as Ezra's Rashi.
Right.
You're reading it that you don't need She Ein Davar Shul Kriyashon Tzarech Kavana to fulfill your obligation.
Right.
I don't read it that way. He's saying you never need Kavanah Latzeis. Meaning you never need the mental focus on fulfilling your mitzvah. But you do need Kavanah Latzeis. You do need Kavanah to fulfill in order to
fulfill. The motivation to reading it the way I'm reading is because just Klal HaDvarim Inyan Zeh. What's the Haskana? That you don't need Kavanah Latzeis. And then
no, that you don't need it. The Klal HaDvarim is
Mitzvah. Where does he qualify? But you do need the
second. Sheklal Yodua Mitzvah Zeh Tzichos Kavanah. When he talks about the Klal, he's talking about the Klal Mitzvah Zeh Tzichos Kavanah.
What we're talking about, the end of the matter is you don't need Kavanah. But he doesn't say but. He just says I'm not reading it.
He does. He says... Of course, he's saying the vav is the vav of it's a contrast vav. It's a
you think it's possible to have
contrast.
You think it's
right.
Possible?
However, we all know it's settled law that mitzvah in shichas kavana. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the special issue.
I mean,
it's all settled. You don't need kavana latzeis, but you do need kavana liyachid shemayis.
Is it possible to have kavana?
That's just afli shenem miskavin latzeis. That's how it ends.
Yes.
Is it possible to have like Kavanas Kabbalas Olmot and Chuvayim without Kavanah Latzeis?
For sure.
That'd be very strange.
What do you mean? Why is it strange? You're not trying to get Sakar.
So I got
you. You're saying Yichud Hashem is true. Did I fulfill the mitzvah? Kriyashma. That's not what you're trying to figure out.
But the mitzvah Kriyashma is that Kavana.
Which Kavana?
The Kavana of like Kabbalah.
But you don't need to have Kavana that you're doing a mitzvah. That's the beauty of it. The point is you don't need Kavanah Latzeis b'chal. The point of the mitzvah is to meditate on the uniqueness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'shem ki mitzvah, shalosh Hashem, who cares? You're meditating on God.
Could be like a philosopher, you don't care that it was like given.
Yeah, who cares? Like, right, exactly, that's the point.
I don't care that it was said in this book.
Right, you might say it's such an inherently spiritual act that it's superfluous.
Yeah, I don't care about this list of 613 things.
It's superfluous to think about Kavanah Latzeis.
It's like metaphysical fact.
Right. Okay. So I think the Rashba is similar to the Miri where we're talking about this third level of Kavanah. I say, should we stop here for this year and then save for Thursday the Kavanah of Tefillah? Or do you want to start it now and just go a little late?
Save it for Thursday.
What?
Save it.
I test.
Also, we can have a minute. You can have a microphone, which would really be helpful to me.
Okay. So for next year, let's look at the Tefillah discussion in the Rambam. We'll talk about the Reb Chaim, look at the Gemaras that are behind this. We'll also talk a little bit about a little bit more about Mitzvos Kavanah. And then next week, let's plan to move on to, do you guys want to do Smichas Gula Tefillah or a little Brichos Kriya Shema first? For next week? Okay, so Smichas Gula Tefillah will be next week's discussion.
If we did,
we covered a little bit. Yeah, it'll be good to get a little more formal. So, scratch.